Welcome to Flashback Episode 4 here on Nerds on the Rocks. As usual, we'll be watching an old cartoon and just commenting on it. Joining me this week, we have Joshua.
Hello.
Oh, do you prefer Josh?
Josh is fine.
Either or.
Yeah, that's
it's Troyer.
Troy, yeah.
Well, it's Troyer, it's just...
Is my... Sexy name. Twitter. It's my sexy name.
It's your sexy name.
Yes.
Yeah, your sexy name is It's Troyer. That's what you deem your sexy name.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the ladies tell me.
Nothing like a boy Troy or something like that?
No, no. That's my gay bar name.
That's your gay... It's good to know that you have a name for that. How can you get to use that?
Okay.
So, yes, before Troy reenacts some of his more colorful adventures, this week we have a very special treat. We were going to watch Unitix, but, you know, we're running late on time. It is after 1 a.m. for most of us here. So we're going to watch something else. It's very special. It is an DC animated feature, and we all have DC here. And this stars one of DC's greatest heroes, one of their biggest icons, probably the most well-known and well-liked superhero of them all. It's the Aquaman show.
Yes!
It's Aquaman, the Raging Reptile Man. So,
Oh, it's a Super Friends, huh?
Yes, it's a super. Well, I don't think this is a Super Friends. This is. They used to have like these DC shows, which were like, I think it was Aquaman, The Flash, and Green Lantern would all have like these 7-minute segments.
Oh, okay.
And they would be part of that. So yes, this is Aquaman, the Rampaging Reptile Man. So let's watch it.
Aquaman, swift and powerful monarch of the oceans, with ability to summon and command all creatures of the deep. Aquaman, who with his teenage ally, Aqualad, guards and defends all that lives and sees against the forces of evil. Aquaman, king of the seven seas.
We just finished watching Aquaman, the Rampaging Reptile Man, and there's so much ground to cover with that.
It's very homo-ish. Like,
homo-esque.
Yeah, there's a lot of like half-naked dudes, and it's kind of weird. Like, okay, what? And the bad guys are the lizard men or whatever, and they look like really bad Chinese character caricatures.
Yeah.
They have
Fu Manchus.
Yeah, those mustache things. I don't know what to think about it. And the narration throughout is just crazy over the top. It's like using crazy words that little kids aren't going to understand.
Or maybe they did back in the 60s, maybe, or 70s, I don't know when this was. I can assume 70s. Yeah, it was an interesting, I guess I'll go with that word, thing. I mean, I understand the half-nakedness. I mean, they are underwater. Yeah. It makes no sense to wear clothes all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, even Aqualad had on a pair of boy shorts.
Yeah, but when they find Aqualad after he's been kidnapped, the position that the people are sitting in,
yeah,
just...
It's like, it seems like the most awkward situation to be found in, like, oh god, Aqualad.
How? I didn't even know.
This is not what it looks like, Aquaman, I swear.
Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman, sorry. Apparently it's Aquaman and Aqualad.
Other than like the oddness of the entire thing, I mean, what did you think of the episode as a whole? I mean, we had the Reptile Men who were, I don't know if they were evil or not, I don't really know what their plan was. Did I miss that, or did somebody else?
I think they're just a nuisance. I don't know. They're just like, yo, let's just take half-naked Atlanteans and put them in a, I don't know, whatever they were kept in. And then I don't even know why they were taken.
Yeah,
was there a reason why they were...
there wasn't really a lot of plot. It was just, it was just our, oh, my sidekick's in danger, and now I am, and then the sidekick saves me. That's it.
Yeah.
That was another thing, and it's not something they do with him often anymore, is that he apparently cannot stay out of water for long periods of time.
Thank God.
So, I mean, I assume there's a lot of stuff here. Like, Aquaad's not a fixture. Well, I guess Aquaad's back now with the new character.
Yeah.
But Aquaad hasn't really been a fixture in Aquaman card comic books for quite some time. So it was interesting seeing him. And he had a pet seahorse.
Yes.
Who he rode, and a walrus?
Yeah.
Was it?
Walrus named Squirt.
I don't know what the walrus' purpose was other than being like a...
He was Lassie. Lassie.
Serving that Lassie role, he didn't do anything else. And there was also the Aqua Watch. I guess this is the precursor to Jimmy Olsen Signal Watch.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know about that, though.
I'm pretty sure that the Jimmy's Signal Watch thing was in the comics, like, during the Silver Age or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
so...
That seems like a...
I wonder if Robin has a Batman watch.
All the sidekicks have the watch of their hero.
Yeah.
That's what you first get when you become a sidekick.
Yeah.
I'm granting you the power of my special watch.
Hey, cool watch. I got one too. Flash.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah. What else happened in that episode? I mean, it all kind of went by in a blur. It felt so surreal.
Yeah.
There was no singing or dancing, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
After coming off of Mighty Mouse's birthday party celebration.
Mother Goose there.
And, there's nothing as evil, there was nothing as unique as the evil collectors, monkey, cat, monk, spider thing.
Yeah. Although those lizard men were kind of entertaining because they were caricatures.
Yeah,
but it's such a bad stereotype.
I know. Let's give them thin mustaches. Yes. Great idea. We'll make them look Asian.
Yeah, I'm so racist.
And I assume back then it was perfectly fine. It's always weird to see what they got away with on TV back then. But what can you do? I'm really trying to remember. I'm sure there was more stuff that happened, but for the half of me, I can't remember what.
I think we said it all, really. It's only a 5-minute clip. And
It's a 5-minute clip, and I can't remember 1 minute of it.
I
remember the turtle coming in and covering up the hole.
That I found funny, too, because I think the turtle just kind of...
chilling.
Like, bow. Yeah, I'm going to take a nap here.
and he uses a whale, and he knocks this giant boulder off of the...
Yeah, those whales are mighty.
Tilder or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about the turtle thing, though, because apparently I was half paying attention at that part, but... there was a hole that was seeping water, but aren't they already under?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. So
I was trying to figure out, are they seeping water in or out at that point?
SpongeBob effect.
Yeah. Oh no. Water's coming in. We'll drown, Aqualad. Quick. Let's call this turtle and chill on this hole.
And that was the other thing I noticed is that it's an older show, so of course the animation budget was kind of low. But you'll see parts where they just don't care.
Yeah.
Like you'll have one character who moves across the screen in one frame. Like the lizard man was trying to break into a cave, and then when Aquaman uses the watch, the next thing you know, the reptile man's behind him.
I know, just a hand comes out of nowhere. I remember the opening scene is just like. This guard standing there, and all you see is a hand just punch the guard in the head. I was like, oh my god, this is going to be an excellent episode.
Yeah, and the guy was wearing the most happiest grin underneath his helmet ever.
He's just like, hey, oh, hey there. Oh, excuse me there, how's it going? And just punch him right in the face, just out of nowhere, for no reason.
In the face!
Yeah.
And I gotta say, that has to suck as a profession, because he's working, I guess, as a security guard in Atlantis, but apparently he's human, because he has, this whole scuba gear going.
Yeah, he's human.
So you can't even, take it off to breathe or anything, so you imagine standing down there for, 8 hours wearing this thing.
And then getting punched in the face by an Asian reptile man? Man.
Not every career can be a winner, I guess.
Superman yeah. says, slap a jab.
And then, of course, there was the end with the whales, who apparently have great aim where they were hitting rocks onto a tiny hole perfectly.
Yeah.
They'll never get through that barricade.
And they pop, and that was the other, and I guess maybe it's just me, but it's when they covered Aquaman with the net.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking to myself, he's the king of the sea. He can't just swim underneath it.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god.
Or like throw it off or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's not like he's not a fish. He's a human.
I know.
He has opposed comes in on
he's supposed to be super strong and stuff too. That's another thing they.
And yeah. In his, I mean, he was still in the water at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, what are you doing?
That's his weakness, like all other fish. Nets. That's his
nets.
Only weakness.
And worms on a hook.
Worms on a hook. And nets. And harpoons.
I must save Atlantis, but there's a worm on a hook.
Yeah.
No, Atlantis. Worm on a hook.
Oh god, my worm senses are going off. Oh, look, worm on a hook. Oh. Damn it, not again.
You did it again, Aqualad. Aqualad could be like addicted to worms.
Yeah.
Speedy reference, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Yeah. So, that's it for me, anyway.
Yeah. That's all I've got to say about that.
That was Aquaman, the Rampaging... Wait, what is it? Rampage
the
of...
The Rampaging Reptile Man.
Yes, there we go. And that has been Flashback Episode 4. Until next time.
Superman can fly and can stop a speeding bullet. Batman's got gadgets and crime-solving machines. The Flash runs so fast he can catch a falling baby. I can talk to some fish. Yeah, I'll go have a chat with some fish. Spider-Man spins webs and he always senses danger. The Hulk can break through 100-ton steel beams. Iron Man's suit can defeat a whole army. I can talk to some fish. Yeah, I'll go have a chat with some fish. Fish, fish, fish. Fish are really boring. Complain about the weather.